right, people, we're back. People, we're back. Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein. You know, I need help and support. I've been bankrupted several times over. I'm doing this at my own expense. I'm not getting paid for this. I'm not bringing in advertisers. I've asked for help even in producing the show and bringing guests on. And I've had people on like Howard Zinn, who wrote Voices of the People of the United States. He's a history professor at Boston University and gets into a lot of the stuff that's going on and has been going on for quite some time, the history that we're not told of our own country. It's not taught to us. And he's got a huge following. I mean, this guy's big. He's written about 20-some-odd books. He works with Anthony Arnov as well. I think he co-authored the book with him. But I've also had on people like Naomi Wolf, and I've told, and Wolf is one of these names that you have to watch out for again. And I'm not accusing Naomi of anything, but, you know, she was a big proponent of the feminist movement. And if you have a fiat currency, you need to split that home income into two as the currency itself splits into two and becomes, you know, less valuable. You need two people to earn the same living that one was able to earn as you devalue the dollar. And Ronald Reagan, you know, who I've talked about already in the show, one of his biggest things that he wanted to do was to devalue the dollar. He bragged about it. What did he do? And people are going like, wait, think about this. And I've talked about this before. And Mike, hold, because this is only a couple-minute segment. I want to bring you back in, give you a chance, and flesh that out, and then bring in the other callers. 800-313-9443. We still have a couple open lines. Other callers, please hold. We'll be right back or get to you after this break. But what, you know, it's just, it is mind-boggling what is going on. And you have people like myself who understand. I went to a military federal service academy, Kings Point. I come out as a naval officer serving on special duty in the Merchant Marine. And our entire Merchant Marine has been under attack. We had the largest Merchant Marine after World War II in the world, and now we're ranked anywhere from 26th to 47th, depending on what your ranking, number of ships, tonnage, et cetera, et cetera. You go to China, and you go into a Chinese port, and there's boats, ships everywhere. Here in the United States, no, it's not the same thing, not even close. So, you know, there is a huge difference. And when you look at the Coast Guard, they just named their two national security cutters, the Bertolf and the Vosch, two good German names. First and foremost, it shouldn't be two good German names. It shouldn't be really names, you know, in the first place, because that's a sign of a cult of personality. It should be the USS Independence, the SS America, other names that don't go to us. When you start to name, like they're doing with the aircraft carriers now, the Ronald Reagan, the George Herbert Walker Bush, and Bush isn't even, you know, dead. And I think even when they did the Reagan, I think Reagan might have even still been alive. They used part of the World Trade Center in the bow on that vessel and the casting of it. When you start to see things named after people, the Republic is dead. Because when you have a Republic, we don't name such, you know, like the San Diego Stadium used to be the San Diego Stadium. And then it became the Jack Murphy Stadium. And now it's Qualcomm. So you see the whole line of progression. And, you know, I've talked about the Green Bay Packers as a public trust. And then you get Randy Rhodes coming out about it now. I've been talking about this for years. Why are any of these teams, you know, NFL, baseball, basketball, et cetera, these should be public trusts run at cost, good wages paid to the team members and, you know, the managers and others, and the money going back into the city, not into some, you know, private racketeers. They basically, you know, organized crime has gone legitimate. We'll be right back. Mike Hold, we'll get to you right after this break. Ron and others. Shmuel, I think, from Florida. I'm not sure if I'm saying the name right, but we'll be right back. 800-313-9443. We still got a couple lines. We'll be right back.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. Now, we had a guy, Rick Schmooley from Florida. I don't think that was his real name. He called in, and he wanted to basically go on the air, trash me, say that I'm not talking about anything right now, et cetera, which is just, you know, all you have to do is look at the Coast Guard. It's saying it's a branch of military operating in Homeland Security, not in the Department of Defense. That is huge in and of itself. I could keep going on, but the guy's an idiot. And I don't have time for that. I'm sorry. And, you know, I've got other listeners and other people who want to take what I'm saying seriously, realize that, look, that, you know, I didn't put my, you know, if you look at what the Coast Guard has done to me as a naval officer, they have prosecuted me for the last 8 years at government expense. I've become like an employment agency to where people are making careers off of being involved, like Nicole Lichtenstein, Alan Hochstetler, another good German, and others. I could go on, you know, and Archie Morgan IV, who's related to J.P. Morgan Sr., who helped bring us our own civil war here in the United States, and J.P. Morgan Jr., who signed the Federal Reserve Act. These people are scum. They're royalists, they're loyalists, they're Tories, they're agents for the Queen and the royal family. Let me go back to Mike in Ohio. Mike.
The Senate House come, what, just for being a whistleblower, they're going to stay on, stay in your case until they break you or something? Or what's
until I'm dead. No, I'm in the same position. They stand, one woman, if you go to and see Michael Moore's movie, whether you like him or not, just go see it for the sake of seeing it so that you can say, yeah, it was trash or whatever. Go watch it and see what they talk about the dead peasants insurance in there and really listen. They talk about this company, Amgen, where they took out two life insurance policies on their own employee, this woman. I believe she was in her early or mid-20s. The company, Amgen, not the family, not her husband, was paid out $5.1 million upon her death as the beneficiary of the – and this goes into, like, outsourcing of jobs, because when you outsource jobs – and the jobs are not there anymore, but you're insured, but you can't work, you can't hold on to your mortgage, you can't hold on to your house, you start losing everything, and then you end up dead. Guess what? Somebody just got filthy rich off of what they just did to you. So this whole system is you know, it's a racket that they have created. AIG, one of the insurance companies, one of the largest, which has gotten bailout money and more from the U.S. taxpayer, they're the ones who took over the ports that was part of the Dubai Ports deal that was going to go to Dubai Ports World over in Dubai, to where our U.S. ports, 28 major ports and 54 minor ports, were going to be controlled by a corporation housed in a kingdom named Dubai in the Middle East that Dick Cheney and all these other guys were, you know, part and parcel to. So,
did that pass?
No, that... Dubai Ports World didn't get it, so AIG, an American company, picked it up. But AIG is an insurance company. So think about that. Think about the dead peasants insurance, and that AIG, an insurance company, now owns and controls 28 major ports, 54 minor ports. What? Who stands to benefit one way or another if there's a major catastrophe in a U.S. port now? AIG.
Well, what burned me is that Bill Clinton gave our largest Pacific naval base to the Chinese. Yeah, Long Beach, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Gave it to the Chinese.
Right.
What the hell?
Do you know that Clinton, and this is why I go into all this stuff, Ronald Reagan was knighted by the Queen. So was George Herbert Walker Bush. His son, it's a hereditary title. Bill Clinton, on the other hand, was not knighted. He was actually offered to be, it's almost like, well, it is part of nobility. They offered him the title of Lord Warden of the Cinque Ports, which is a higher title than being knighted. Being knighted is not a peace prize. It's not like what Barack Obama has gotten with the, you know, Nobel Peace Prize, supposedly, which is a peace prize started by the guy who founded dynamite. And so you got to really wonder, is this really a peace prize or not? Being knighted is a war prize.
Oh, boy.
Colin Powell was knighted. Norman Schwarzkopf was knighted. Giuliani was knighted. Ted Kennedy, whose father helped smuggle DeWar's whiskey in from Canada during Prohibition, bankrolled, warehoused DeWar's whiskey during Prohibition so that he basically was sitting on a treasure trove of whiskey at the end of Prohibition that he used to establish himself as a family empire here in our country. He's tied directly to Roosevelt. He's the one who discovered Roosevelt as an undersecretary to the Navy, and Roosevelt appointed Joe Kennedy, as the not only the head of the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, you know, and when Roosevelt was asked about this, he replied by saying, well, it takes a crook to catch a crook. Kennedy was also appointed to be ambassador to, guess where, England.
And Barack Obama now is sitting on the United Nations, and that's a treasonous thing in itself, that act. You can't serve two masters.
Exactly, and that's why I see even like guys like you know, Michael Chertoff, who got the job from Tom Ridge, and Tom Ridge got the job instead of Bernie Kerik, who was Giuliani's chauffeur. Bernie Kerik didn't even graduate high school, and he was going to take over a federal agency that had more than 400,000 civil service personnel and a branch of military in it, the Coast Guard, that's operating under military law, UCMJ, Title 10 within Homeland Security now. Bernie Kerik was going to take it over, and his big experience was with prisons, prison system. You know, so these guys are setting up our country to fail. The royal family is helping incompetence like Brown. You know, you're doing a heck of a job, Brownie. Michael Brown from FEMA fame to positions of power and trust that they could not otherwise. You heard Porter Goss, former congressman, go in when he was made head of the CIA and said, I could not get a job at the CIA. And they put him in charge of it.
Oh, man. Our country's really going to hell in a handbasket, ain't it?
Well, but you got to understand who's doing it and why and who's behind it. The royal families from not just right. The UK, and I'm talking the Windsors, Saxe, Coburg, Gotha. They changed their name from German names in 1917 so that people wouldn't go, well, wait, we're in the middle of a world war, and we got German royalty in England, in the UK, Britain, fighting German royalty in Germany. That's weird. They couldn't be holding hands in all this, could they? Yeah, well, they were, and they are, and they still
they
are. No, they still are.
In World War II, the Bushes financed the Germans.
Exactly. And Admiral Allen, who is the current Coast Guard Commandant of the Coast Guard, is married to Pamela Hess III, who is a Hessian from Germany. And she's also related to Hess Oil Dynasty from back east. So you have the regulator in bed with the regulate dead. And she is also directly related to Rudolf Hess. Nazis. Nazis. Why do you think Glenn Beck and O'Reilly and Hannity are going out and talking about Nazis now? And that Barack Obama and all these other people are Nazis? Because they're trying to cover up who really is. And it's all... Nazis. I mean, who do you think's backing Barack Obama right now? If anything, God forbid, should happen to Barack Obama, who is going to take over his presidency?
Biden.
Right, and he's German. Biden bitten.
Supposedly only until another president can be elected.
Well, no. What happened with Ford? What do you know what Ford's real name was? And Ford did the same. When Nixon walked away, what did Ford do? He finished off the term. Ford's real name is Leslie King. Gerald Ford is not his real name.
Oh, boy. I didn't know that. How come that didn't come out?
The scale, because he wasn't elected. There was no election that would have, you know, vetted this. He actually was appointed vice president. We used to have it here in the United States where whoever had the most votes after the individual who won the election became vice president. So if the opposing party, and this would, you know, through runoff, if the Republican won, the Democrat would be vice president. That's how it used to be. All of these things have changed to where now the vice president is appointed. Think about that.
Judges. They know 2 or 3 years ahead of time who they're going to put in there.
Because we're not involved in our own government. You should know.
Like voting machines finish us off.
But you should know your own government and how it operates as well as I do, if not better. That's how our republic. Do you think our founding fathers were idiots? Do you think that they, you know, did not know and understand and study everything? And I'm talking not just the various crafts and trades. You know, Jefferson and others. These guys were brilliant men. They were writers, authors. They read everything they could get their hands on. Things like the Third Amendment came from studying what the Napoleons did in Europe in breaking up their forces and letting bands of 5, 10, 15 people run through the countryside and steal from the serfs and peasants and farmers and even live in their homes with them and force them to put them up. So we passed the Third Amendment so that couldn't happen again. Hold on, Mike. We'll finish off right after this, and we'll get to the other callers. 800-313-9443. We've got some open lines, people. Call now or forever hold your peace or whatever.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialists at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, we're back. Mike in Ohio, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, Lieutenant, I might suggest that on your site you might put a donate button.
There is one up there, but I haven't taken anything yet. One of the things I need legal help. I need congressmen and senators to know and understand what's going on. They're doing the same thing to me, if not even well beyond, that they did to former governor of Alabama. I'm trying to think of his name, Don Siegelman, and also to the two Border Patrol agents. Remember, one of those Border Patrol agents was a naval officer. He was a Naval Reserve officer, and they went after both of them and put them in jail, you know. And these guys were doing their job. They shot a known drug smuggler who was, you know, trying to run across the border, shot him in the ass. You know, at some point, you know, even though there may have been problems there, there was a better way to resolve this, and they even tried to trump it up to where these Border Patrol agents, criminal violations that are used against a criminal who uses a gun in a crime were imposed upon them, even though they were acting as Border Patrol agents. So think about that.
What were they supposed to do? They're supposed to let the fellow just go?
Well, shooting him from behind is kind of not right. You know, he's a drug smuggler. This guy had been caught I don't know how many times. They knew who he was. To me, shooting him, I think, was a little excessive because he wasn't accused of killing anybody. He didn't just flee like a burglary. I don't know. I think there was some bad judgment there. They didn't shoot him in the back. You know, the butt is kind of pretty darn close. On something like that, you know, he's not one of the upper echelon in the drug cartel, obviously, or he wouldn't be running across the desert.
The CIA would be flying him across instead.
Right, exactly. You know, or he'd be on a Learjet or something. And he wouldn't have any drugs or anything on him. The point being is that they went after and targeted these Border Patrol agents to say, look, Border Patrol agents, if you do your job, you're going to go to jail. If you use your gun and trying to carry out your job and shoot somebody, you're going to go to jail. And you're going to be prosecuted, given an additional 10 years. Compion and Ramos, you know. There's right. And I'm the Coast Guard even went as far as to have me kicked out of the Navy so that they could prosecute me not as a Coast Guard officer. And effectively what they did was they got me discharged into the Coast Guard, but they're prosecuting me as an alleged civilian. Think about that. That means they could do to you what they're doing to me.
Now that Barack Obama has signed the emergency thing for the swine flu thing, they can walk right into your house and do anything they want to.
Right. Well, look what they're prosecuting me for. Being depressed. They're trying to prove that I'm medically, mentally incompetent.
But you were just plain old depressed.
It doesn't matter. That's a ridiculous. But that's a ridiculous charge. You don't charge and use a legal division of a branch of military to prove that upon an alleged civilian. That's crazy.
It is crazy. They're trying to railroad you.
Well, exactly. And railroad is a good term because it's these railroad barons, these German industrialists, Weyerhaeuser, Harriman brothers, Brown brother. Brown is another one of those names that you have to watch out for. Look on CNN and C-SPAN and Fox News, and look for people with that last name, Brown. Gordon Brown, you ever heard of that guy?
Yeah, over in England.
Right. And well, you ever heard of Napolitano? She's head of Department of Homeland Security now. Well, guess what? There's I think it was Prime Minister or something in Italy, was recently, and I'm not sure if they still are, the individual named Napolitano was Prime Minister or whatever in Italy. There is a connection there, people. Oh, no, they're just named the same last name. It's just a coincidence. No, it's not, you morons. Wake up. It's the same old game. It's the same old familial lines. It's these royal families or those who see themselves as royal families or those who will serve the royal families like these fascist families like Bush and Giuliani and others.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, that's why I listen to you every Saturday night.
Well, get other people to listen. I mean, and show your support by even going to www.patriotradioreviewnetwork. You can Google it and send them an email, promoting and supporting the show. And get other
people. I've already done that. Been there, done that.
Yeah, I was right. I was right. No, I appreciate that. Thanks.
I sent you an email, a copy of what I said.
Right. No, I got it. Sorry. And my bad. I should have remembered that. But get other people to do it. Call the network and thank them for having me on the air. Try to help, drum up support, right? I don't know. Did you hear me read the part from Philip Bobbitt's book, The Shield of Achilles?
Yeah.
They're trying to make voting and representational government less influential and more responsive to the market. That means that they're trying to shut down the system to where not only you can't vote in those who represent you, those who are in there, no matter how they got in there, there's a break, a barrier between your elected representatives and you.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Mike. Well, they're going to decide from now on. Thanks a lot.
Hey, peace, Scott.
Get the rest of the call.
Oh, no. Actually, Mike, hold on. I want to talk to you. I want to mention one thing about the dead peasants insurance. And we'll come back to that right after the break. So hold on. We'll be right back. Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
To Shmooley, or whatever his name was, Rick in Florida, you know, if you don't like the program, don't listen to it. If you can't get your small mind around what I'm talking about, don't listen to it. If you don't know or understand or didn't follow anything as to what Jack Abramoff was up to, then don't listen to the program. If you don't know or read the paper and follow what went on in here in California and Los Angeles about the two women who were insuring homeless people and stealing their death benefits, and it got, I guess they got a little greedy, and the homeless people weren't dying quick enough, so they went out and started killing them, and that's how they got caught. These are signs of the times. These are signs that show you what is going on a much grander scale, because what these guys are doing, these are rackets that these individuals have heard about. Jack Abramoff, you know, he's an insider, that these con men have taken and twisted into their own version of the con that is being carried out upon our own troops, federal employees. It doesn't matter if you die in the war zone. If we have a war going on, all the world is a war zone, according to Bush. So how come people who didn't die in the war zone in Iraq, if they get if they live long enough to make it to Germany and are in a hospital in Germany but die there from wounds that they got in the war zone, their family doesn't get the death benefits. Those are the games that are going on. And that's why it's supposed to be very expensive for our country, to run a war. And that's why it has to be done at cost without profit. And that's why things like this the more expensive you make it and the more benefits accrue to especially the soldiers. That's why you had the Soldiers and Sailors Act from, I think it was the early 1900s, that actually gave parcels of land to warrant officers. I think it, you know, this goes back to 40 acres and a mule, for, you know, service in the armed forces. This is how much we used to honor our soldiers. We have burial grounds that are a public trust where, you know, my father was buried at Fort Rosecrans down in Point Loma in San Diego. And he died in the midst of all this. And the Coast Guard is trying to prosecute me to a large degree, supposedly, for being depressed about my father dying in the midst of all this, but then say, no, this is a birth defect that you had from birth and has nothing to do with anything that we're doing or anything else. You were born this way. Those are Nazis. They're trying to say that I have a genetic defect without doing any genetic testing, without doing any blood testing, without even talking to me. They're trying to say that I am genetically malformed and that I am medically, mentally incompetent. And it takes a branch of military to figure that out, prosecute that little war themselves within a military tribunal from March 6th of 2003 when they filed charges against me up until now, when it's still going on. And they're creating these courts to use against you, you know. The Federal Fusion Center is another part of this court system. Mike, you still there?
Yep.
Well, what I wanted to mention real quick was you brought up about, you know, what you could do. Go. You have access online, obviously?
Yep.
Go check out Edwin Crosby III and read up on, he's got a couple videos, three, four, five videos out there. Watch him. He gets into what they did, and he's been, you know, you could even try to track him down. I've had him on my program way back. He started getting into this in the 1970s because of what went on with him and started to investigate these codes that they were putting on the discharges for military personnel so that they couldn't get employment because it was out there in the, you know, in the stratosphere that this guy's a bedwetter. So nobody wants to hire him. He's a homosexual. Nobody wants to hire him. So they're putting out these codes, trashing the individual so that they would end up on the street, homeless, helpless, without anybody there to lift up, lend a hand, make sure that these guys, because they shouldn't really even be kicked out of the military. They should get a desk job back home and stay in the military. You know, the military is always recruiting. You have to wonder why they're doing this, because they're trying to cycle people through the military as much and as quickly. If you get 2 years in, 4 years in, whatever, great, move on. Kick you out. Bring some more people in and train you in the military style, train you in the military fashion, bring you up, break you down, and then bring you back up on the uniform code of military justice. Because then when you go work for a corporation, you're a militant employee and you do what you're told. You do what you're ordered to do, regardless of, you know, like mercenaries, Blackwater in Iraq, to shoot civilians. So go check out Edwin Crosby III, but also go see Michael Moore's movie and delve into this a little bit more, and you can start to bring some of the pieces together. And I've discovered this myself in my own situation, where my union in the 1950s went into court and fought a battle with the family. We had one of a union member from Marine Engineers Beneficial Association. He's he was working for American President Lines. It's tied to the Bush administration, the Bush family, through Hamburg America Lines. He died on one of the 9/11 planes. He was flying out of New York, I think it was, coming out here to California to join the ship. His wife called the union seeking help, and they're supposed to get her a Jones Act lawyer, and take care of the family. You know, they get big money for loss of life in the Merchant Marine and stuff. So he was a first assistant engineer. This guy was not like, you know, scrubbing decks or anything. She's supposed to be well compensated. He has insurance, but instead the union and the employer kept the insurance, put it in their own pocket. She called the union seeking help from the union. They laughed at her and hung up.
Oh, man.
Right, and that's the kind of stuff. These are the same people that I'm dealing with that, you know, they literally want me dead because they stand to benefit enormously off of my death by collecting my life insurance.
Then people ought to be prosecuted.
Exactly, and no one, you know, who's going to do it? You see these guys, they're deep within the court system, they're deep within the FBI, they're deep within the U.S. Carol C. Lamb, she's one of the eight U.S. attorneys that was fired by Bush. She was fired to give her a cover so she could go work for Qualcomm, a company like Bill Gates' company, Microsoft. Qualcomm is abusing HB1 visas like they're free candy at Halloween. Bringing in foreign nationals into the United States to take good-paying jobs with good benefits, although they're paying these people a fraction of what they would have to pay an American, they're filling these jobs with foreigners.
Yeah, I've noticed that, too.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, Lieutenant. I've had a full ration of knowledge tonight.
All right, Mike. Appreciate the call, and keep listening and get other people to listen. Appreciate the support.
Yep. Keep your powder dry.
Yeah, I know. All right. 800-313-9443. You know, people, you really got to realize, like I've been saying, a republic is a form of self-government. It is a system of self-governance. It only works when you are involved, when you run for office, when you vote. You know, these guys want, like I said in Philip Bobbitt's book, they want to make voting and representative government less influential and more responsive to the market. That's fascism. I'm sorry. These guys are, and I'm not afraid, like, you know, a lot of these other people out here, talk show hosts and more. These guys are Nazis. Admiral Allen. Allen is one of those fascist names. He's a Nazi. Why else would he be running military tribunals out of the Coast Guard upon alleged civilians? He's not doing anything to end this. He knows about it. It's been going on for 7-8 years. He promoted in a very special program that only promotes 7 people per year to become a JAG officer in the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard's never had JAG counsel. They don't have their own military court system. Now they do. They just built it in the last 8 years under, you know, which started under Bush, and now they've converted the Coast Guard. You can go read this on the site. The transcripts aren't up yet about October 23rd, 2007, but they will be here in the next few days. So hold tight, but some of the other transcripts are up there. And we're still having problems with them, or I'm still having problems with them, getting posted properly to where they're easier to pull up and read. Some of them are kind of large files. The Coast Guard carried on a 4-day trial of me from May 20th to May 23rd, 4 days, at the Glen Anderson, not the Long Beach, California, but the Glen Anderson Federal Building. Think of Pea Soup Anderson's. You know, you can find that Anderson name everywhere. And it's not everybody with that name. Like I said, Smith is another one. Cooper is another. Look to the large corporate families, Sarah Heath, Candy Bar Fortunes, Palin, John, Cindy Helmsley, Anheuser-Busch, McCain, John, Teresa Heinz, Kerry, Heinz Ketchup, you know, Dynasty Kerry, and others, Jane Harman Kardon Electronics, Harman Kardon, who are profiting off of their seats of in positions of power and trust. Duncan Hunter Sr., who gave over his seat, helped set up his son in his congressional seat, Congressman Duncan Hunter Jr., who's now a congressman. These people need to be removed. Daryl Issa, who helped with Dienergy and Schwarzenegger and Gray Davis. And Davis is another one of those names. And he's patting Schwarzenegger on the back. Why do you think? Because Davis Walker is connected to the Bush family. George Herbert Walker Bush. They married into the Davis Walker family. Governor Gray Davis, think of Jefferson Davis, think of, you know, you could go into and start to, you know, Ron Davis, he's the president of the Marine Engineers Beneficial Association, the union that I've been a member of, that is involved in what's going on, along with Mattson, O'Rourke, Pfeiffer is another one of these names, Baldwin, and so Alexander, Lamar Alexander. Alexander is another one of these corporate fascist names. Think of Alexander Baldwin from Hawaii. That is an enormous, they're an enormous, you know, a real estate developer, amongst other things. They're tied to the Mattson family, O'Rourke family, Pfeiffer family. Trying to think of the, I think they own Bacardi Rum and a bunch of other. They're tied to sugar cane, shipping, rum, Haiti, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they go way, way, way back. You know, Archie Morgan IV works for ASM, APL, American President Lines, J.P. Morgan Jr., J.P. Morgan Sr., Captain Morgan Rum. These families make bread and butter in times of peace and in times of war to feed the troops. They make or beat their swords into plowshares in times of peace, and in times of wars, they beat their plowshares back into swords. Wilkerson, you have swords and you have razor blades. You have to really get your mind around Johnson & Johnson and Johnson, S.C. Johnson. Actually, S.C. Johnson, from most appearances, but when you really look a little deeper, it actually seems like a pretty decent company. They actually take pretty good care of their employees. There are good company and good people and good family businesses or family, I hate to say it, corporations. I don't believe in national, let alone international corporations. State boundaries should bind these families. Christensen, another one, trucking, Canada, involved with the royal families, and who was Darth Vader in the most recent series or set of Star Wars movies, but one of the Christensen, you know, trust fund kids from that family. You know, Stefan Gyllenhaal, knighted by the Swedish royal family. Jake Gyllenhaal, Brokeback Mountain. Stefan Gyllenhaal, writer, director, producer. Hollywood, power broker. Maggie Gyllenhaal, she's now got her own series. The love interest in the most recent Batman series of movies. Michael Caine, British actor. I'm sorry, look at all the movies he's been in and who he has acted with. Look at the awards he's given to Robin Williams and others. We are a British royal penal colony, and that's why it feels like, you know, regardless of what Alex Jones is talking about, global gulag, we are, and until we somehow accept and reconfigure our country to be a constitutional monarchy somehow, we will be minimally a colony and treated as colonists, not citizens, not members of a independent, you know, free republic where we are all sovereigns ourselves, equal in status to the kings and queens of all royal families and all kingdoms. That's why they hate republics. That's why they attack us, each and all, as if we are sovereigns in our own right. And that's why you need to wake up. Who is carrying this on? Habsburgs, Thyssen, as in Tyson chicken, Krupp, as in espresso machines, as in Nazi gas chambers, as in cannons from the 1500s. The military, industrial, religious, education complex, even Eisenhower warned us about it, talked about it, and he did use and had in there, and it's been removed. He had congressional, military, industrial, congressional complex in there. Because guys like Baucus, I'm trying to think if he's a senator or congressman. I want to say he's a senator, but where do you think that name comes from? Even names like Giuliani are a derivative of Giuliano, which is they make olives in Italy. You start to look at all of these corporate family names who are placing their heir apparents in positions of power and trust, or finding people who will act like heir apparents, or even carry the family name, just like gang members carrying colors or gang signs. That's what people like Rudy Giuliani do. That's what people like Ted Kennedy do. It's Republicans and Democrats, and I'm telling you, this isn't just a corporatist elite. It is a royal, blue blood, you know, familial lineage, a series of lines of families that are carrying this out upon the American people. This is not happening by accident, you know, or bad practices. This is being carried out intentionally. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A shout out to listeners. We do a simulcast on the Jeff Farias Show, and you can find his program at the jefffariasshow.com. I would recommend that you listen to him Monday through Friday. He's on the air for 3 hours. He's actually really built up an amazing program. He was on Air America. Well, he was on Progressive Talk in Phoenix, and he has been on K-Talk in AM 1150 in L.A. He's filled in for Randy Rhodes, and you know, which is the same with Mike Malloy and some others. And they have good information. I have some issues with, you know, Randy Rhodes and Mike Malloy, and a lot of other people on there. They won't cover anything like this. They won't even talk about the dead peasants insurance. They won't. I've, you know, tried to even get transcripts or, you know, gotten them to Mike Malloy, and he's basically trashed me on the air. I've tried to get out information about what's going on and make it abundantly clear, but I think they are in my mind, at least to a large degree, another control mechanism or another form of this, you know, control mechanism. Thompson is another name, and I just came across that at Jeff Ferris's website. But one of the things you have to think about too, because, you know, think of the Thompson submachine gun, and think of Tommy Thompson ending up, you know, gee, Tommy Thompson. What was that gun called? It was the Tommy gun. There couldn't be any coincidence there that Tommy Thompson, who is in charge or was in charge of the Department of Health and Human Services, who has gone off to work for Verichip now, a clear corporatist, wants everyone to have a microchip inside of them with your medical records and other information and how much money you have and, you know, et cetera, and your driving record and, you know, everything, basically to where you carry around on you a computer chip that will give evidence against you if you are ever pulled over or asked to give evidence against yourself by any law enforcement officer, whether you've done anything wrong or not. Just look to the TWIC card, Transportation Worker Identification Card, that is being developed by Lockheed Martin right now for all the transportation workers, truck drivers, and more. Look at the computer system that is being constructed by the Cattlemen's Association that can track every cow. This is supposedly mad cow disease, or the outfall of that, where this computer system that is funded by you buying meat will be able to track every single cow in the United States. And guess what? There's more cows here than humans. So what can that system be converted to literally overnight when you've got a computer data tracking system that can track every cow or sheeple or people here in the United States, along with a TWIC card, along with this, you know, the thing recently with the cars and getting paid to turn in your clunker goes towards trying to get everyone to have a computer in their car to get old cars off of the highways so that they can go towards a taxation system per mile, whether you use gas or not, whether you use electricity or not. And they're going to use it as an excuse to say, well, you know, if you buy an electric car, this is a marketing scheme just like Y2K, just like global warming, whether global warming is real or not, whether it's being caused by the sun or us or both or not, or we're just going through natural cycles, they have seized upon it as a marketing scheme. And that is what is going on. But I want to mention about Vietnam vets. The reason they wouldn't get the POWs out, because these soldiers were insured and somebody had already collected their death insurance, their death benefits, their life insurance. So for them to come home would have caused a lot of problems. We'll be back next week, people. Get the word out. Support the program. Let everybody know.
With recent